What's up, y'all? We are back. Well, it's not we today. It's just me. I apologize to our loyal listeners that you guys haven't got an episode in about, well, I guess 2 weeks since Monza, which was a great Grand Prix. A lot has happened since then. We obviously know what happened in Singapore. Singapore was absolutely, I don't know, you want to call it a shit show? What do you want to call it? You want to call it fun? A lot of safety cars, a lot going on. I don't really want to talk about Singapore too much, but we will dive into it today. But I first want to say, apologize to you guys yet again. We're supposed to be consistent. We haven't been. I've had to deal with some family issues, so that's why I've been away. Kurt has just forgot. So any of our loyal listeners, you guys can blame Kurt. He said he would do an episode on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Last week, here we are. It's now Thursday, October 6th, and we haven't got one. But, you know, let's dive into Singapore. Max looked like a beast again. Obviously, he was behind the pack, a little difficult issues. But he looked good, man. Max continues to look like the best driver in the world. He is just at another level. I think it's kind of crazy to think that there is a better driver than him in the world right now. I don't think that anybody can even contest him. That's just the reality of it. If we want to harp on Lewis, right? Lewis was making mistake after mistake after mistake this weekend. And I'm not here to insult Lewis. I'm not here to destroy Lewis on that. But he's clearly showed three mistakes. I want to say at least two. The one where, you know, he ran off the track when he tried to overtake Carlos, when he went way too fast. And then obviously at the end where he lost two places because, one place because he tried to do an overtake, which is very overzealous in my opinion. And then he went off a wet line. So you cost yourself some points. You obviously added more points than Max as well. But I think he could have probably passed Vettel too if he didn't get off the track then. He just had to kind of wait and bide his time. So yeah, I'm going to say two places, man. He cost himself at least two places. Interesting weekend for Mercedes. I think George had a really bad weekend. Obviously, his engine wasn't working on qualifying. Kind of when you break things down, he was having difficulties. Tires never really made sense in terms of when he swapped. And you know, he went on the mediums early. He was a test dummy for the whole grid. And essentially, he never really got traction. And when he did, there was safety cars. So, you know, it was a tough weekend for George. This was his first time not finishing in the top five since when he's actually finished a race. So very tough for him. But I think Mercedes, obviously, the year's written off. It's gone. They got to worry about the next year. I think 2023 is a big year for them to show if they can bounce back. They finally have some data. We'll see how good of a constructor they really are when you have all that data and you continue to push forward. And on top of that, you have to make a jump because if you're going to be this dominant, this legacy constructor, and yes, people are going to throw Ferrari in there, but we know Ferrari's had down years. But if you want to maintain that excellence of Mercedes, then you got to make sure you bounce back this year because you understand the car more, you understand the regulations. So I expect Mercedes to come back on top next year. You know, Ferrari kind of just looked behind again. I think since, you know, the floorboard rules, they've been a step behind Red Bull. Red Bull's looked dominant. Ferrari has looked more in Mercedes class than they are in Red Bull's class, which is very interesting to begin with. The big thing that I kind of want to bring up to everybody is, you know, obviously the big conversation is between the Red Bull's budget. That is something that we can't get away from. Red Bull's budget has been under question from Ferrari and Mercedes, the two other big players, quote unquote, in Formula One. You know, there is a massive advantage in getting ahead and spending more over because then you just get to develop a car. And whether you get disqualified for a championship is a whole different conversation, but you're ahead and you get to stay ahead because your car is more developed. So it is a very interesting thing. I'm not going to speculate much more on it. I know that the news is supposed to drop in the next day or two or supposed to drop today. But we're not really going to even talk about it because I'm not going to sit here and sound like I hate on Red Bull. If they did breach it, we'll talk about it then, but definitely not a good look for the organization. Obviously, we know that the year is winding down and seats are actually being more scarce as the year goes on. Schumacher didn't have a great showing in Singapore. You know, De Vries is rumored at AlphaTauri, and then that would send Pierre Gasly to Alpine, which really is disappointing that Danny Ricciardo won't have a seat next year. I don't think he will sell that Williams seat. I know he can have it if he wants it, I would assume, if he's willing to take a pay cut, because who would you rather have? Danny Ricciardo or some newbie? right? Even I'd probably have Danny over Mick because Williams is trying to build. So you need as much constructors points as you can get so you continue to build your car and add more funding to your team. So ultimately, I think that Danny won't race next year, which is kind of sad to think about. I think he's still a really good driver, but he is not going to be on the grid next year. And I probably have to eat my words because I said there's no way he's not on the grid. But I also don't think it's because he doesn't want to be on the grid. I really do think it's because he doesn't want to drive for a bad team. And yeah, he's definitely not going to drive for Lewis Hamilton, like, which is crazy that people were talking about it before. I will say that, you know, Lewis has been speaking of how he's going to drive past 2023, and that's encouraging. I think he still can. I think he's still one of the best drivers in the world. I do think that Max Verstappen is the best driver in the world, as I said earlier, but Lewis is right there. But I don't think it's 1A, 1B no more. I think it's more like a 1 and 2, just because I haven't seen Max made as many mistakes as Lewis Hamilton has. And, you know, even in the rain, Max doesn't really slip up too much. Like, even when he was kind of letting his rears go under him or letting his tire slip out, Max continued to keep his car on the track. I feel like Lewis kept going off the track multiple times. That's a whole different conversation. We're not going to get into that. Alpine has continued to look good, I think. I think their power unit is good. They obviously had a tough weekend. I don't think Singapore is their circuit, but I think that their power unit is strong. The one benefit of them having a strong power unit is that you can always fix your reliability until 2025. Anybody that has a weak engine won't be able to improve the engine. They'll only be able to improve it through certain things, one of them being reliability. So Red Bull, Alpine, I think you're ahead. I don't think that Mercedes engine is slow, but from what we've seen this year, the only data we can collect is that most Mercedes cars, other than Williams, which I think have given up everything else, they've really focused on having a car with that has great straight line speed. The Mercedes haven't looked competitive in a straight line. I think Kurt will be back in office tomorrow, so we will record on Japan. So I'll leave you guys with this. I'm obviously excited that Nicholas Latifi is off the grid. He definitely didn't deserve to be on the grid anymore. He almost killed Joe. You know, Fred Vasseur made his comment, which was kind of mean, but it was very true. Nicholas Latifi does not deserve a seat on the grid. We can move on from that. Williams will have a lot more luck. I hope they get someone that can actually help bring them back to the prominence of Williams, because, you know, Williams is a historic brand. Wrapping it all up for everybody, I think Mick deserves a seat. I hope Mick Schumacher stays on Formula One grid. I'm not really so certain of Mercedes in their next getting a win this year. I know Kurt is huge on that. I don't know if that's happening anymore. I know that Red Bull, obviously everybody knows that they will win this year's championship unless they get disqualified. That's to be announced, to be dated. We'll find out if anything happens with the FIA and if Red Bull breached its, you know, salary cap and other things. Ferrari is behind now, which really sucks. And that has to do with the floorboard rules, I'm assuming. So that's it from us, from me today, not us. And I'll see you tomorrow. Me and Kurt will do a Japanese Grand Prix review. And we'll be back on a normal schedule. At least I'll be, because you guys know, when I'm in it, I'm dedicated to solo pods. And we'll make sure you don't miss your content. Peace.